This is going to be another Guskabe story today, so there'll be a bit of give and take. So when I say ho, you say hey. That's right. So Guskabe, as you might remember, he lived in a lodge with his grandmother Woodchuck. And Guskabe was a pretty good hunter. And one day he said, "You know, Grandmother, it's been a while since we've had duck. I could really go for some duck." So he got his bow. He went down to the lake where the canoe was, and he started to paddle out, and the wind picked up. He was paddling so hard that he was making a lot of noise and splashing, and he saw the ducks take off and fly across the lake. He got a bit upset. Ho! And so he paddled across the lake to where the ducks had gone, and the wind picked up some more, and it blew him back to shore. He got a bit frustrated, and I guess I'll try again tomorrow. So he went back to his canoe, and he tried to paddle across, and the wind was still too strong, and he tried for a few days and eventually gave up. And he was walking back home, and Grandmother had a stick across the lodge, so she was working and didn't want to be disturbed, but he just walked right in. Ho! And he walked, and he said, "Grandmother, what makes the wind blow?" She said, "Why do you want to know, Grandson?" He said, "Because, you know, as we say sometimes." I said, "You know, Grandson, when you say things like that, I don't think I should really tell you, but you're pretty stubborn, so I guess you'll find out eventually anyway. If you walk towards the wind, eventually you'll find Wuchosen, the wind eagle. The wind eagle makes the wind blow." So Guskabe said, "Aha, okay, I know what I will do. Ho!" So he went off walking towards the wind, and he walked. He walked through the fields, through the valleys and through the forests and across the river and through the foothills, and eventually he came to the tall peaks, and he could tell that the wind was coming from the tallest peak around, and he kept walking and walking, and the wind grew stronger, and he walked, and it grew stronger and stronger still. Oh, and it grew so strong that his hair started to blow back, and then he got closer and it blew off his shirt. And he got closer and closer still. And eventually it blew off all of his clothes, and he was naked, and his hair was streaming behind him. And he kept walking, and he had to start holding on to the boulders to get up. And eventually it blew off all his hair and even his eyebrows. And he got up to where the wind eagle was blowing and flapping his wings, and he yelled, "Grandfather!" He said, "Who calls me grandfather?" He says, "This is I, Guskabe. Grandfather, you do a very good job of making the wind blow." "Ah, thank you. Thank you, Grandson." He says, "You know, Grandfather, you see that peak over there? I bet if I took you over there, you could make the wind blow even stronger." "Oh. Now, you know, maybe you are right, Grandson, but how will I get over there?" "Ah, I know." So he climbed back down, and he pulled some bark off of this sugar maple down below, striped maple, sorry, and he tied it up, and he wrapped up his wings, and he made a carrying strap, and he picked up Wuchosen, and he started to carry him to the other peak. And along the way, he came to a crevasse, and you know, he's kind of clumsy, or felt like maybe he wasn't, he just dropped the wind eagle in. He thought, "Aha, that's that. Ho." So he started walking back, and he walked and he walked, and it started to get hot and calm and kind of humid, you know, and kind of like today. And he walked some more. He started to sweat. Walked long enough, his hair started to grow back. Then he got to the lake, and there was no wind. It was all calm, and he saw that it was all brown and foamy, and the ducks were gone. "Well, I can't now hunt the ducks if the ducks are gone." He went back to Grandmother's lodge. The stick was still there, but he walked right in. Ho! He said, "Grandmother, where have all the ducks gone? What's happened?" "Grandson, what have you done?" "Oh, nothing." So he told her. She said, "Grandson, you know, we need the wind. That's what keeps the lake clean. It churns the water, moves the air about, it makes the rain." Guskabe is, "Okay, yeah, you're right. Komoji, I see. Thank you, Grandmother." So he went back, and he didn't have the wind to tell him which way to go, but he remembered, and he got to that crevice where Wind Eagle was, and he said, "Uncle,
Who calls me uncle?
Ah, it is I. It is I, Wind Eagle. How did you get down there? It's like, oh, this very ugly naked man dropped me in this crevasse. I don't know what happened, but I will save you. So he climbed down and he took him out and he untied him and put him back on top of the peak and he started to flap again. He said, you know, Wind Eagle, you must get tired sometimes. Maybe it would be good if you took a break every now and then. He said, well, yeah, maybe that'd be good. And so it is that now the wind blows most of the time, but every once in a while the Wind Eagle takes a break and Glooskabe hunts his ducks. And it is so. Oh.